This is Dakota Datebook for May 6th. Hermann Stern arrived in North Dakota from Germany in 1903 to work at the Strauss clothing store in Castleton, which was owned by his cousin. He became the manager of the company's second store in Valley City and made his home there for the next 70 years. Hermann became a community leader and an enthusiastic booster of North Dakota. He was active in the Rotary and the Masons and was a strong supporter of the Boy Scouts. Seeking a way to boost North Dakota business and encourage tourism, Hermann founded the Greater North Dakota Association in 1924 and served as its first president. That organization is known today as the Greater North Dakota Chamber. On this date in 1933, the association announced it would sponsor a summer tourist excursion to the Badlands. The trip would be made in cooperation with the Northern Pacific Railroad, with a round-trip fare from Fargo set at $3. The association believed the trip would interest North Dakotans who had never had a chance to visit what is called some of the most scenic and attractive points in the state. As the country continued to struggle with the effects of the Great Depression, the trip was expected to appeal to people with limited vacation dollars. The hope was that North Dakotans would keep those vacation dollars within the state. The citizens of Dickinson planned to assist with the tour by providing free automobile transportation from Dickinson to Medora. Points of interest on the itinerary included Dickinson, Painted Canyon, Peaceful Valley Ranch, Teddy Roosevelt's Ranch, and the Desmoures Chateau. The list of activities had not yet been finalized, but proposed events included a parade of cowboys and cowgirls, a display of horsemanship, and an outdoor barbecue. Interest in the excursion exceeded expectations, and tickets were going fast. So many people signed up for the Badlands trip that there were not enough vehicles in Dickinson to take them all to Medora. Those who could not go by car were taken to Medora by train. Over 1,900 people joined the expedition, and the association considered it a wild success. The organization did not waste any time on planning a second trip. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.